Welcome, welcome to On the Verge. I am your host, Kara Bradley, bringing you another weekly episode of No Hype Advice, essential practices and strategies to wake up, show up, and shift from crazy busy to high definition, high voltage living. Wow, I've got some stuff to talk to you about today. So buckle up, guys, because I'm in one of those moods. I am fired up after a few weeks of coaching a bunch of people for an organization and found myself saying the same thing over and over and over. And I feel it just needs to be repeated en masse. It needs to be shouted from the rooftops. We, in general, including myself, so I always include myself because I learn from my clients that I work with about what I'm not doing in my life. So please know I don't have it all together either, right? We're all just walking each other home, as Ram Dass says. But this week, this is about waking up because we're not dead yet. Seriously, we think we're walking zombies and we're not. We've got these little flames of fire that are still burning, that just need kindling wood. We are not too far gone, folks. And I find myself reminding people of that over and over and over again. It's not as hard as you think. Stop thinking that you've got to push this rock up the hill over and over and over again, not getting anywhere. You are not dead yet. So wake up now. So here it is. I've been coaching people. I say this with love. I hear the same thing. I keep saying the same thing over and over. I keep hearing the same thing over and over. You feel overwhelmed, overscheduled. You overthink. You're overworked. There's no time. There's no quiet. There's no space. There's no peace. And I say this with love from the bottom of my heart. It's why I plug this mic in. I don't have to do this, but I feel so called. This gut instinct, this gut sense, just share it, share it, share it. And I say it with love. Stop blaming the world for your lack of time, for your lack of quiet, for your lack of space, and your lack of peace. Stop blaming others. Stop blaming work and your coworkers and your boss. Stop blaming your family and your spouse or partner and your kids. Stop blaming lack of money. Stop blaming your health, if only I felt better, your age, or your lack of energy. Wake up now and start living more fully. Now, this may come across kind of harsh, but I don't mean it to be. Sometimes we need that kind of little wake-up call, the splash of cold water on our face, to recognize that we're living halfway, that we're just living in a state of despair, disconnection, disengaged. Last week, I spoke about that scale of engagement and aliveness, and to notice if you're living at a one or a two, to notice if you're feeling disengaged from life, disconnected, at the bottom, right? Dull, disenchanted, depleted, depressed. To notice those places in life and to make change. So here, I say this all the time, right? I feel like a broken record sometimes, but I think we just need to hear it. And I've had clients say this to me, you know, I just need to hear it over and over and over again because we don't want to believe it. We don't want to believe that we already have the answers, but you do. You already know what to do. You know what you need to do. You know what you need to not do. You know what you need to feel better, to perform better, to connect more deeply, to feel more alive. You know it. So stop. Stop not believing yourself. Stop looking to the outside world to make things better. Become a self-authoring human being. Self-authoring human being means somebody that generates the motivation from within, that trusts the intelligence that's streaming from inside, that trusts that they know what they need to do, and then they go do it. Also, anti-fragile. Becoming anti-fragile, I talked about it a while back. I'll put the link in the show notes. Anti-fragile human being is one that is not so swayed or easily swayed from external forces, from the angry boss or the upset partner or the cranky kids, right? Because those are going to happen and they're not going to stop happening. Those will continue to happen. But we can become more steady, more stable, more anti-fragile. We can stand in our own ground and feel more alive day to day, moment to moment. So you're not dead yet. Thank goodness. Let's start living. This word came up for me this morning because, you know, usually I get inspired to plug in my mic in the wee hours of the morning. My God, I can't tell you. I'm going to tell you what time it is. It's 5:36 a.m. This is when I'm most likely to be in flow. It's in the early mornings. It's when I actually had my, I'm going to divert for a moment here. I had a bunch of testing done recently and found out that, you know, that I'm stressed too, guys, that I am in adrenal fatigue too, right? So I'm taking all these supplements. I'm jacked, basically, okay? We're all jacked to some degree. At least I'm aware that I'm jacked, put it that way. But I what I also learned from taking these tests is that my cortisol levels are the highest early morning. It's why I wake up and jump out of bed. So it's not healthy, and I'm taking supplements and doing practices to chill out a little bit. But what I also recognized is that in the early morning is when I am the most creative. It's when I've got the most streaming through me. So I'm using it to my benefit. Instead of trying to meditate in the morning and calm down, which I don't want to do, I want to use that creative energy and that force. I'm putting it to work. So I'm doing a lot of creative work early in the morning and then taking breaks in the afternoon, late afternoon, and going to bed super early. So that's just a little divergence, but you know, we all have these different times of the day when we're most likely to feel most alive. For me, it's a crazy early time of the morning. And here I am at 5:36. So the word lackluster popped into my mind today as I was writing. And oftentimes I write a very simple outline for these talks, just whatever outline framework I need. And then I riff, right? I trust that I know what I'm going to know what to say and know what is going to connect with you. So lackluster, what does lackluster mean? Lacking luster, right? Lacking aliveness, lacking zest, lacking motivation, lacking energy. Where are you lackluster in life? Where are you kind of on that scale of 1 to 5? Where are you 1 or 2? So I want to talk about that with you today, and I'm going to ask you to do a little exercise. So are you willing to admit where you're lackluster in your life? Are you willing to admit where you're a 1 or a 2? And then get to work. Get to work, right? So let me just go back to last week's episode quickly describe the scale of engagement, the scale of alivement. Alivement, that's not a word, aliveness. So on a scale of 1 to 5, how do you feel? How alive do you feel? 1 and 2, we feel dull, disengaged, distracted, disenchanted, depleted, depressed. At a 5 or a 4 or 5, we feel fired up, fully engaged, feel fiercely focused, fully awake, fully alive, fully aware, and in flow. At a 3, where most of us live most of the time, kind of an average state, we feel not great, but not bad. We're kind of on autopilot moment to moment, going through the motions. Or perhaps we feel sort of crazy busy, on speed, overwhelmed, stressed out, anxious, worried, overwhelmed. I said that, overthinking, overdoing. So on the scale 1 to 2, we're kind of dull. At 5, we're in flow. In the middle, we're just average. Right? Life is too short to live 1, 2, or 3 too often. It's going to happen, no doubt. But the more aware we become, the more quickly we can make change and live more at a 4 or a 5. All right. So how do we do this? About a year ago, I had a show, and I'll put it in the show notes. If it's not a hell yeah, then what are you doing about it? In life, you can go through, and I went through this exercise, is it a hell yeah, is it a kind of, sort of, or is it a no? And I'll put that in the show notes as well. So kind of, you know, it's kind of the same thing that I'm talking about, maybe just using slightly different language now. So what you're going to do is just create a list. Put it all down. Everything that you do on a daily basis. Let's look at the job and aspects of your job. Get specific. Relationships, health, and maybe social activity or social engagement. And you're going to list and get really honest with yourself. Ask yourself, what am I not willing to admit? And where am I on that scale of 1 to 5 in different areas of my life? So look at your job. Let's just go to the job first. Where am I disengaged, disconnected, unmotivated? Where do I feel overwhelmed and stressed? And then you can make a change. You're not dead yet. Wake up to those things that need to be shifted, to the jobs, the activities, the responsibilities that aren't working for you. And be willing to have a conversation with somebody. Right? Be willing to talk to your team. How can we make a change here? Be willing to talk to your boss. I need to shift something here because it's not fulfilling me. And if I'm not fulfilled and I don't feel alive, then I'm not doing my best work, and I want to do my best work. I want to perform as best as I can. Listen, at the end of the day, we want to feel better and perform better. We all do. It's innate. We are wired. It's called the state-seeking system, as talked about by Daniel Cable in his book, Alive at Work. We naturally want to feel alive at work. So let's be honest and let's go to our team and talk about it so that we all feel more alive at work, so that we all feel more engaged. Because at the end of the day, we need to work. Most of us need to work. So we might as well feel awake and alive doing it. Same thing goes for relationships. Where in your relationship, what aspects of your relationships, kids, family, friends, partner, where do you feel engaged and alive? Where are you average? And where do you feel disengaged or in despair, actually? And then get to work. You're not dead yet. Why would you want to have halfway average? Why? Why would we waste our 30,000 days in average anything? Come on. We get this one experience here. Let's live it fully. And then finally, and most obvious, is health. Where in your health in your body, mental health, emotional health, physical health? Are you living at a one or a two? Where are you just average? Where are you kicking it? High five yourself. Where are you living at a four or five? So here's a little challenge. And some people don't like challenges. They get pissed off when they are challenged. And I'm sorry if I'm pissing you off, but challenges work for a lot of people. I personally am on a 90-day challenge, and I'm just doing it with myself, and I'm making it up because we get to do that. We get to make this stuff up. We get to play and explore and experiment. I say it all the time in my yoga classes. Make stuff up. I am on a 90-day challenge, and actually I'm at day 47, and I'm really doing it. I can't believe I'm doing it. Back of my journal, I have listed out several categories that I want to improve my state of aliveness and engagement, improve how I feel. And so I've got a bunch of categories, and just about five or six. One of them has been my eating, what I've been eating. I've been really committed to clean, just clean eating, low carb, no sugar. And so every day I'm just checking in. Meditation, because I've fallen off my really consistent deep meditation practice. Even though I teach it, you know, we all fall off the wagon from time to time. So I'm tracking that. And this is all very light and playful. I'm not beating myself up. Another one is alcohol, right? So I'm really committed to not having more than a certain amount per week. And because I love my wine, but I don't need to drink wine every night. So I'm tracking it. And I'm giving myself, you know, three to four glasses of wine a week. And if I go over, I go over, but I'm just being honest. And then my big fears, right? My big wins. What am I not willing to do? What do I want to face in my life? So I'm not going to go through mine because you know yours and we all have different stuff. It could be what fear are you willing to face? What habit are you willing to give up? What are you willing to change? What are you willing to admit? So in 12 weeks, 90 days, we can change a hell of a lot. We can wake up, guys. We can wake up because we are not dead yet. So I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm going to challenge you, but I'm going to leave it at that. If you are not up for the challenge yet, just yet, that's okay. Maybe you do a 10-day challenge. First up for one or two items in your life. Nobody's going to do this for you. Nobody. There's no self-help book out there that is going to change your life in the way that you can. Nothing. Nothing will. So look at yourself. Lift up the hood of the car and get underneath and check yourself out with love and with care, because this is your life. And as I said at the beginning, you know, I coach a lot of people. I seem to be saying the same thing over and over again. Take the time every day to pause, to check in with that deep pool of wisdom that's telling you what you need in every moment. That's offering you a glimpse of your four or five, of that aliveness. Pause often every day to check yourself, to check into breath, to find a little stillness and silence. Step up to the edge of your comfort zone every day, whether it means in that relationship that you need to light up a little bit, or in the work task, or in the project that you're working on, or in your health. What are you doing every day to press right up to the boundary, to press up to four or five, to feel better, to perform better, to live in flow? There it is. That's all I have. I'm going to go and get my second cup of coffee because you know what? I love my coffee in the morning, and there's nothing wrong with it as long as it helps me to do what I need to do and to feel better. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing this podcast. I need your help. I actually need your help as a solo podcast. this needs to be shared, and I can't do it on my own. So if you're feeling called, if you've got a friend, share it, review it. Reviews really help. You can just go right there on your phone and review it. And email me, Kara@KaraBradley.net. Let me know. Am I too much? Let me know if I'm too much. I actually want to know. Chill out, girl. Go chill out and read a book at 5:35 in the morning. Thank you. Once again, go out there and kick it. Wake up, show up, shine. The world needs you. Take care.